Next, let's bring in Elliot Morris this morning from 538 and ABC, talk about the presidential race, which looks like essentially a toss-up at this point, you know, less than six weeks out. Elliot, with it being so close, and given the errors that we saw with polling in 2016 and 2020, how much should we trust the polls right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's a good time to remind the audience that these polls are not perfect. You know, they're pollsters asking at most, usually 1,000 people, what they think about politics, how they're going to behave in the world. And they're extrapolating that to a sample of, well, in a state like New York, a couple 10 million people, or in the entire country, 170 million voters. So they do a pretty good job considering the size of that challenge, but they're not perfect. So polls were off by about 4 points at the state level in 2020. That means they estimated on average Joe Biden's margin 4 points higher than it should be. If there's an error that large in either direction this year, then either Kamala Harris wins 320 electoral votes, a really big electoral victory, or Trump does. That's just how close it is these days. So it's a good reminder for everyone that if these surveys are wrong, and they have been wrong in the past, then we could be living in a rather different world than the one we think we are.
All that being said, what are we learning from some of these numbers being taken every day?
Yeah, that being said, we should expect things to be wrong. We shouldn't expect them to be wrong all the time or wrong enormously in a big direction. So they are still useful to us. The thing we're learning is that, this election is very close. It's about a 3 percentage point race in the national polls. It's even tighter than that in some of the key swing states. States like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, the ones you hear about a lot, or the Sun Belt swing states. Those are all within 2 percentage points today. So still within that normal range of a polling miss. And hey, there's still 6 weeks left too. So there's 6 weeks for things to change, for more news to break and change people's minds. These polls tell us that voters are still concerned about the economy, about inflation, about immigration. And they give Trump a lead on these issues most of the time. But Kamala Harris has closed the gap. She's doing better than Joe Biden was when he was running against Trump. And she's doing better than she was even 6 weeks ago. So there is a trend line there in her favor. We'll see if that sticks around. These things can be very unpredictable in the final 6 weeks of the campaign. So it'll be neck and neck, and every single vote matters at this time.
All right. Elliot, thank you. Elliot Morris with 538 and ABC.